Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Cleopatra, I Am Fire and Air, by Harold Bloom. Read by Simon Vance. Author's note. I have tended to follow the text edited by David Bevington in the fifth edition of The Complete Works of Shakespeare, 2004. Bevington bases his work on the First Folio, 1623. I have repunctuated in a few places in accordance with my understanding of the text. Sometimes I have restored Shakespeare's language where I think traditional emendations are unfortunate. Chapter 1. To Cool a Gypsy's Lust. I fell in love in 1974 with the Cleopatra of Janet Suzman, the South African actress who was then 35. 43 years later, her image lingers with me whenever I reread Antony and Cleopatra. Lithe, sinuous, agile and exuberant, Suzman's Cleopatra is unmatched in my long years of attending performances here and in Great Britain. The ferocity of the most seductive woman in all of Shakespeare was caught in an athletic portrayal whose mood swings reflected the propulsive force of this woman's sexuality at its apex. Antony and Cleopatra received its first performance in 1607, a year after the advent of Macbeth. Plutarch's account of Antony came into Shakespeare's consciousness as he overheard Macbeth's fear of Banquo being analogized to Mark Antony's eclipse by Octavius Caesar. To be thus is nothing, but to be safely thus. Our fears in Banquo stick deep.